These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Paul. I'm 41. I'm a customer service advisor and I'm originally from Essex.
I'm Tina. I'm 58 and I'm a midwife from Burnley.
I'm Alex. I'm 23 and I'm a primary school teacher from Nottingham.
I'm Laura. I'm 31. I'm an insurance account handler from Stoke-on-Trent.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Paul. Welcome to the show, Paul. First up, originally from Essex.
Yeah.
Where are you based now?
I'm on Merseyside. I live in Birkenhead.
Right, and what do you do for a living?
I work for a credit card company in customer services. I deal with customers who have queries online, basically.
Right, and what do you do in your spare time?
I'm a big fan of Doctor Who.
Brilliant. Who's your favourite Doctor Who?
My favourite Doctor, Patrick Troughton. He's the guy who had the hardest job in that he had to replace somebody, and he was the first person to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
We're looking to decorate the master bedroom. All the other rooms in the house have been decorated once, twice, thrice, but our room is looking a bit sort of sad.
What's your wife's name?
It's Kath.
Does Kath want it decorated?
Yes.
OK. What does it look like at the moment, then?
Well, you know, it's a bit dilapidated and the
are you talking secondary about the bedroom or your wife? What do you mean? You've got to be specific, Paul. We can't rely on your ambiguity to carry us through the show. What do you mean?
The furniture in the room is a bit dilapidated and second-hand and what have you.
Right.
So we're looking forward to finally having a room fit for ourselves.
Let's do that. This is the cash belt around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
Good luck. Here we go. The time starts now. Spice Up Your Life was a number one for what girl band?
The Spice Girl.
Correct. Myocardial cells form the muscular wall of what major organ?
The heart.
Correct. What famous hot red pepper sauce is made on Avery Island, Louisiana?
Pass.
Tabasco. What term is used to describe a regular journey from home to work?
Commute.
Correct. Which singer was discharged from the US Army as a sergeant in March 1960?
Elvis Presley?
Correct. A Raffles Boulevard is a section of what Formula One Grand Prix circuit in Asia?
Pass.
Singapore. What surgery-related board game was invented by John Spinello in 1964?
Operation.
Correct. In Greek myth, Agamemnon was murdered on his return from what war?
The Trojan War?
Correct. Amanda Abington plays Martin Freeman's love interest in what TV series?
Sherlock.
Correct. The title character in what book lived in the stables at Birtwick Hall?
Pass.
Black Beauty. What city was chosen? No time to get there for you, Paul, but very good indeed. £7,000.
Oh, nice.
Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the governess, Anne Hegarty? If she was super nanny, the naughty step would be wired to the mains. Although, it could be the beast, Mark Lebet. For him, Moby Dick isn't a literary classic, it's a sushi order. Or perhaps it's the cinnamon, Paul Sinner. He's always predicting the results. He's like Russell Grant with a medical degree. Or maybe it's the dark destroyer, Sean Wallace. So unpopular, even his twin brother forgot his birthday. Who do you fancy taking on, Paul?
I'm looking to go up against Mark. I've seen Mark when he's had a bad day, and when he has a bad day, he goes to bits.
It is time to bring on the chaser. Not the beast at all. It's Frosty Nickers herself. It's the governess, Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Anne.
Hello, Paul. Well, I can tell you're a Doctor Who fan. Clearly, your brain is bigger on the inside.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Let's put some money on the table. £7,000. You can change your starting position right now. And if you wish to do so and take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you
£2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you
£30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Laura.
I think that was a really strong round. So, if you feel comfortable, take the higher offer.
Alex.
It'd be great to have you back here with the rest of the team. Take the 7,000 and come back.
Tina.
You could bring back the 7,000, it'll make a great scene.
Perfect, thank you. Let's face the table, Paul. We have 2 7 30 grand. What'll it be?
7,000 is a good number.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to go
yeah,
for.
Yeah, it's a nice amount. £7,000 it is, Chaser.
This is going to be interesting. The 50-foot nerd meets the 50-stone nerd.
Paul, for 7 grand, the chase is on. That is good.
Brilliant.
All right, here's your first question. Good luck. Who was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for playing matron Mama Morton in Chicago? A, Queen Latifah, B, Missy Elliott, or C, Miss Dynamite? You've put Queen Latifah.
Yeah, we're big fans of musicals in our house. We love the film.
Good.
So I hope I remember this right.
Yeah, absolutely. Correct answer is... Well played, first one under her belt. Congratulations. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Queen Latifah. You'd be a great Mama Morton, you.
It so happens that I was in Panto Christmas 2014 and I did that song. You're good to Mama.
Awesome.
There you go.
It was
perfect. Oh, I bet you frightened the living daylights out of them. Poor kids.
Yeah.
Here's next question. The Simplon Pass is in the mountains of what country? A, France, B, Germany, C, Switzerland. You've put France.
Simplon, it sounds French, but it's 50-50 between France and Switzerland, so, yeah.
Correct answer is... Switzerland.
Yeah.
50-50. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Switzerland, moves to within two. Here's your next question. Who said any man who goes to a psychiatrist should have his head examined? A, Samuel Goldwyn, B, Groucho Marx, C, Mark Twain. You've put Groucho Marx.
It's the sort of witty thing he would have said.
Yes. Correct answer is... It's Samuel Goldwyn. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Goes right with Goldwyn.
Moves to within one. We're four from home.
Here's your next question. Which of these is not a fortified wine? A, port, B, vermouth, C, champagne. You've put champagne.
Well, champagne's champagne. It's a bubbly, sparkling wine, so it's not fortified.
Correct answer is... Well played. Champagne it is. Step close to home. Chase has put... Goes right also with champagne.
Remains the one behind the three from home.
Here's your next question. Which pop group reunited for Children in Need in 2014? A, Bananarama, B, Hearsay, C, S Club 7. Oh. You've put S Club 7.
It's an advantage of a teenage daughter, if I've remembered this right.
Correct answer is... Well done. Step closer home. S Club 7 is right. Chase has put. Goes right also with S Club 7. Here's your next question. The different colours in ink can be separated by what process? A, filtration, B, chromatography, or C, distillation? You've put chromatography.
Chroma is to do with colour, so, you know, that's the way I'm thinking.
Correct answer is... Well played. Chromatography is correct. Step close to the home. Chase has put. Yeah, it goes wrong with distillation. Game opens up for us now. Now we've got a chance. Two chances of getting through. Here we go. Here's your next question. Which actors... Eighth marriage lasted longer than the previous seven put together. A, Rex Harrison. B, Kirk Douglas. C, Mickey Rooney.
Oh, I'm gonna go with...
You've put Mickey Rooney.
I honestly don't have a clue on this, but I went with Mickey Rooney because, you know, quite frankly, he lived long enough to have eight marriages.
There we go. If Mickey Rooney's right, you're through with £7,000. The correct answer is... if you really is right. Good.
Yes, he did very well, and obviously he doesn't buckle under pressure, which is good.
Well played, Paul. Great, great start for the team. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Stream of £7,000. Excellent welcome back by the team. Next to face the chaser is Tina. Welcome to the show, Tina, from Burnley.
That's right, yes.
Are you a bit nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, now, don't be, because you have the most extraordinary job. Midwife.
That's right, yes.
How long have you been a midwife?
I've been a midwife 29 years. Right. And I was a nurse for 11 years prior to that.
How many babies would you say you've delivered?
In excess of 300.
No.
So, yeah.
Right. What do you do to relax?
I love music, particularly rock music.
What's your favourite rock band?
Or Storms, definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
OK, so if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd go and see the Stones.
See the Stones. Yeah, why not? OK, let's do that. I wish you luck with this. Your time starts now. A 99 consists of ice cream and what kind of milk chocolate bar?
A flake.
Correct. In 2003, Sweden voted against introducing what currency?
Euro.
Correct. That's My Boy was a catchphrase of what Tom and Jerry character?
Spike.
Correct. A tweed was traditionally made entirely out of what fabric?
Wool.
Correct. I'm the Dandy Highwoman is a line from what Adam and the Ants hit?
Stand and Deliver.
Correct. What Venetian canal bus is named from the Italian for little steamboat?
Pass.
Vaporetto. In 1862, what company introduced its trademark harp beer label?
Guinness.
Correct. The trumpeter is a North American species of what aquatic bird?
Pass.
Swan. Senior Year was the third installment in what Disney musical film series?
Pass.
High School Musical. What football team does Sheffield United play in the Steel City Derby?
Sheffield Wednesday.
Correct. Very good, Tina. Exactly the same as Paul, 7,000. Good team, actually. Are you ready?
I think so, yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Tina.
Hiya.
Well, the midwife certainly delivered, didn't she? It looks like I've got a game on my hands.
Yeah. And don't be fooled by Anne's governess looks there, mate. When Anne's in civvies, she's a rock chick as well. I've no fear of that. Aren't you, Mrs?
I'm saying nothing.
All right, here we go. Let's put some money on the table. £7,000. You can change your starting position right now. And if you wish to do so and take a step closer home, Chase will offer you...
another £2,000.
Thank you very much. And a top offer of...
£40,000.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Laura.
Another fab round. I think you should stick with the seven and come back.
Alex.
Yeah, more of the same. Come back. I think we all complement each other really, really well.
Cool. You've been there, Paul.
We want that head start, so take the seven. Come back here.
Good man. Good advice. Sound advice. £40,000. Tina, what'll it be?
My daughter said not to go home if I didn't go for the high one, but...
What's your daughter's name?
Rosie.
Right. Rosie.
Sorry, Rosie, I'm going for the seven.
Yeah, how old is Rosie?
25.
Right, yeah, she should know better. Right. OK, £7,000 it is, Chaser.
Yes, you did do a very good cash builder, but so did Paul, and if he'd gone high, I'd have caught him. So probably the smart thing to do.
Indeed. All right, here we go. Tina for £7,000. The chase is on. Well played, Tina, very good. Good decision, that, I think. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these fictional houses appeared in print first? A, Bride's Head. B, Toad Hall. C, Manderley. You've put Bride's Head.
Difficult one.
Yeah. Let's get this first one under our belt. Correct answer is... Toad Hall. Staying where you are, Chase has put... Yeah, comes onto the table, goes right with Toad Hall. Here's your next question. The artist Salvador Dali released a 1954 book about which of his facial features? A, eyes. B, nose. C, moustache. You've put... moustache. Gotta be.
Hope so.
What's the most famous thing about it, isn't it? When you look at...
Long, straight one. What's
yeah, when you look at Dali, it's the most famous thing. It must be. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Moustache is correct. Chase has put... goes also right. Chase is two behind with four from home. Here's your next question. In 1812, Meat Dynasty founder Richard Wall received a royal appointment to George, Prince of Wales, as what? A, furnisher of bacon, B, supplier of ham, C, purveyor of pork. Right. Oh, goodness me. You have put... purveyor of pork. At least you got a royal appointment. Hey, correct answer is...
Yes.
It's ridiculous. step closer to home. Well played. Chaser has put... Also goes right with the purveyor of pork. How did you get that?
I just like the sound of it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who was Richard Wall?
Walls, you know, Walls sausages.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, duh.
Ow. Hello. sorry about that. Did you know? Did you get it?
Yeah.
Walls, did you?
Yeah, Walls sausages.
Oh, pay attention, Brad. Right, here's your next question. Which of these films did not star both Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Wahlberg? A, The Basketball Diaries, B, A Boogie Nights, C, The Departed. You've put The Departed. Are you a DiCaprio fan?
No. Not particularly.
Mark Wahlberg?
Who?
Now we're in trouble. Correct answer is... Yeah, you've got to be a film fan to know that. Staying where you are, Chase has put... Goes right. Chase is one behind. We're three from home. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these Greek deities was male? A, Apollo, B, Artemis, C, Aphrodite. You've put Apollo. Yeah, 100%.
110%.
110? Well, that is sure. Correct answer is... Well played. Apollo is correct. Step closer home. Chase has put... Yeah, Chaser sticks with us. Here's your next question. The national football team of Belgium has what nickname? A, Yellow Jerseys, B, Red Devils, C, Blue Balls. You've put Blue Balls.
It's football. I know nothing about football.
I've got to say, this has to be right. Here we go. Correct answer is... It's the Red Devils. Staying where you are, if the chaser has put Red Devils, we're out. Do you think she knows it?
Probably.
We'll find out after the break. Welcome back. Before the break, I asked Tina here, the midwife from Burnley, the question, the national football team of Belgium has what nickname? Tina put Blue Balls. The actual answer is Red Devils. Place in the final hangs in the balance. If the chaser has put Red Devils, Tina is out. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with Yellow Jerseys. Live to fight another day. Fantastic. Here we go. Here's your next question. In 1959, which Soviet probe became the first craft to leave Earth's gravity? A, Luna 1, B, Sputnik 1, or C, Voskhod 1? You've put Luna 1.
I think Sputnik was a satellite. I'm not sure about the Voskhod.
OK, correct answer is... I've got no idea. Good luck with this. Oh, what an answer that was. Step close to home. Well played, Tina. Luna 1's right, Chase has put. Oh, I'd have gone Sputnik. 100% I'd have been out now. She's getting it. Oh, hey!
Yeah, you're right. Of course, Sputnik is a satellite and was within Earth's gravity.
Game opens up. We are now two ahead with one from home with 7K. Here's your question. Good luck. Well played, Tina. The Inns of Chancery were institutions for people training in what field? A, medicine, B, civil engineering, C, law. You've put law. You know this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, You've put law to go through with £7,000. The correct answer is... Well played, Tina. Very good indeed. Yeah. Chancery Lane in London, Atoll, Lincoln's Infield, the whole lot. Very good indeed.
Yes. Well, that is annoying.
Yes.
I hate it when they get away from me.
Brilliant. Excellent. Exactly the same pattern as Paul. Well played. And you're through to the final chase. Well done, Tina. Sensational, actually. Really, really good. Next to face the chaser, it is Alex. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thank you.
Now, you're a primary school teacher.
I am, yeah, correct.
And whereabouts are you based?
In Edwalton, in Nottingham.
Right. What do you do in your spare time?
I'm a big fan of sports, big boxing fan, so I follow boxing religiously, like a big hardcore fan. So
do you?
Contribute to magazines occasionally and, yeah, and keep up to date on all the news.
Do you box yourself?
I dabbled a bit at a young age, but not at the moment.
OK. Who's your favourite boxer of all time?
Ooh, probably Marvin Hagler.
Really?
Yeah, a big Marvin Hagler fan.
Yeah, OK, cool. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, I started driving lessons 7 years ago, so it's about time I finished my lessons. Bought myself a car and got on the road.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this, Alex. Get you on the road. Let us know, we'll all get off it. Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Good luck. Your time starts now. The BBC show Making Your Mind Up selected competitors for what song contest?
The Voice.
Eurovision. Stephen Lander succeeded Stella Rimington as head of what intelligence service?
CIA.
MI5. What cream cake has a name that means lightning in French?
Pass.
Eclair. Theodore Roosevelt changed the name of Washington's executive mansion to what?
White House.
Correct. Julie Andrews played Guinevere in the original version of what musical?
Pass.
Camelot. What British Leyland Mark made the TR7 sports car?
Pass.
Triumph. What European landmark was the world's tallest structure until 1930?
Eiffel Tower.
Correct. Cheek to Cheek's a 2014 album by Tony Bennett and which female pop star?
Pass.
Lady Gaga. Upstairs, downstairs and in my lady's chamber is a line from what nursery rhyme?
Wee Willy Winky.
Goosey Goosey Gander. Corey Pavin and Curtis Strange are both... Alex, 2000.
No, I'll prove that, but we'll see.
Let's get to the table. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, time to face the chaser.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You teach junior school?
I do.
Unfortunately, we have senior school questions here.
Let's put some money on the table. £2,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chase will offer you...
-£2,000.
But if you want to take a step closer, you'll get a top offer of...
£36,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Laura.
Alex, some really hard questions in there. If you've had your confidence knocked, I'm happy to take the minus. Just come home.
Tina.
I know you can do it. Do whatever you feel is the right thing, but come back to us.
Paul.
Alex, mate, I think you can bring the 2,000 back and we want that four-man head start, so come back to us, mate.
Thank you, team. All right, -2, 2,000, 36,000. Alex, what'll it be?
I won't settle for a minus offer, I'll take it 2,000.
Thank you, two it is. Chaser?
I'm just hoping you're brighter than your shirt.
Let's do this. Alex, for £2,000, the chase is on. All right, good luck. I wish you well. Here comes your first question. Which Commonwealth country has a city called London located on the River Thames? A, Australia. B, South Africa. C, Canada. You've put Canada.
Somewhere in the back of my mind is telling me there's a London in Canada. I've read a lot of maps in my time, so I'm hoping.
Correct answer is... Well played, Canada's correct. Step closer to home. Chase has put... Goes right also with Canada.
Yeah. It's in the province of Ontario.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Which pop star rose to prominence playing Cat Valentine in the Nickelodeon TV show Sam and Cat? A, Miley Cyrus. B, Ariana Grande. C, Selena Gomez. You've put Ariana Grande.
I'm quite ashamed for this, really. I know Miley Cyrus rose to fame in Hannah Montana. Selena Gomez rose to fame in The Wizards of Waverly Place on the Disney Channel, so I'm going to go with B, Ariana Grande.
Correct answer is... Well played. Ariana Grande it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put. goes wrong with Selena Gomez. She was in The Wizards of Waverly Place, even I know that.
I know that now.
Here's your next question. Which of these suffixes in a plant's name indicates that it is poisonous? A, bane, a B, philia, C, slip. You've put slip.
I know cowslip's poisonous, so I'm just going on that. I've not seen many plants called bane and philia, so I've just gone slip.
Correct answer is... it's bane, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with bane, hence the expression, the bane of my life.
Exactly, yes.
Here's the next question. What was the name of James Bond's wife whom he married in On Her Majesty's Secret Service? A, Dorian, B, Sharon, C, Tracy. You've put Sharon.
I'm not a big James Bond fan.
Either. No?
No, I'm not. I've only watched a few of the films, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, too much. I much prefer Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Wizards of Waverly Place and Hannah Montana, to be honest.
You've got to get a grip on that.
So I've gone with Sharon. It seems the most James Bondy, but in hindsight, maybe A.
It seems the most James Bondy.
Sharon.
Correct answer is Tracy. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right, but Tracy moves to within 2 or 3 from home. Here's your next question. On having eggs hurled at him, who said at least people can afford eggs to throw under Labour? A, Harold Wilson, B, Neil Kinnock, C, Gordon Brown. You've put Harold Wilson.
I don't think it's recent. I've not heard about Gordon Brown being egg before, so I've gone Harold Wilson. It's between A and B. So.
Correct answer is... well played, you. Step close to home. Harold Wilson's right. Chase has put. Goes wrong with Gordon Brown.
Yes, unfortunately, like every single viewer out there, I was expecting John Prescott to come up.
All right, here's your next question. Which of these is a perfume launched by Yves Saint Laurent in 1983? A, Paris, B, Roma, C, Venezia. You've put. Paris.
It sounds French. I know that's the obvious answer, really, and it may be too obvious.
What's the matter with that?
I don't know, but we'll see.
Correct answer is... why not, indeed? Step close to home. Chaser has put. Paris is right. Well, that's good. Well played. Chaser stays within 3. We'll run from home. Here's the next question. Jock and Trusty are dogs in which animated Disney film? A, 101 Dalmatians, B, The Aristocats, C, Lady and a Tramp. You've put Lady and a Tramp.
I've been really fortunate with the questions here. I watched this film last week. Jock is a Scottish Terrier, and Trusty, I think, is a Bloodhound. So, it's Lady and the Tramp.
You've put Lady and the Tramp to go through with $2,000. Correct answer is... yes, well played. Very good.
They were pound dogs, weren't they?
Yeah.
Didn't they help Tramp get out of the pound?
They did. When he got off the pound, they chased the car, and then Trusty got run over, and it was really sad, but it turned out he was alive in the end, so it's fine.
3 out of 3. Alex. Mm.
Played.
Thank well, you. Well done, you, mate. Well done, you. Excellent. $16,000. It's moving along nicely. Chase.
Now let's have some questions in my arena, please.
Yeah, like dungeons. 3 players up and 3 players through. Only 1 player left to make it a full house. That is Laura. Will she add to the $16,000 to get to the final chase? Or will she take away? Find out in a minute. Welcome back, last up. It's Laura. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you.
Now, you're from Stoke-on-Trent.
That's right.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an insurance account handler.
What sort of insurance company? Is it household and cars?
I do public liability, employer's liability and professional indemnity.
That's a bit of a mouthful. What do you get up to in your spare time?
Before I had children, I used to like doing things like canyoning, so jumping 40 foot off a cliff into rapids below.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, with what?
Just you.
keep the faith.
Yeah, but, I mean, isn't that dangerous?
Yeah. That's why I did it before I had children.
Crikey. Do you wear, like, a wetsuit or something?
Yeah.
Because
it's
so cold, I guess.
Yeah.
Right, OK. So you jump into the rapid.
There's only about that much space.
What?
And on the cliff, and then you just throw yourself off.
Really?
Yeah.
OK. All right, so what does your family think of all this? What do the kids think?
They think I'm nuts.
Good for you. All right, if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
My mum's got her 60th birthday coming up.
Oh, you've kept that away, haven't you?
Yeah. So she wants to do a big Caribbean cruise, maybe go San Francisco and Vegas.
See, obviously you didn't take after your mum, because your mum wants to go round on a cruise and you want to jump off ledges into rapids, you see. That's what you should be doing. Your mum's got it absolutely right.
I take after my old man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, OK, fair enough. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
OK, Laura, good luck. Your time starts now. The regular episodes of Downton Abbey air on what day of the week?
Sunday.
Correct. Spooktacular is an orange variety of what Halloween-time vegetable?
Pumpkin.
Correct. What European state has the International Vehicle Registration letter V?
Venice.
Vatican City. 1990, who beat Sina Garrison to win a 9th Wimbledon singles title?
Pass.
Martina Navratilova. What ballet move derives its name from the French for spinning top?
Pass.
Pirouette. What John Steinbeck novel formed the basis of one of James Dean's films?
Pass.
East of Eden. In 2014, who sent her first tweet on opening an exhibition at the Science Museum?
Pass.
The Queen. Charles Rennie Mackintosh designed the Willow Tea Rooms in what city?
Prague.
Glasgow. You'll Never Stop Me Loving You was a number one hit for what singer in 1989?
Sonia.
Correct. A Roman army led by Paulinus defeated which queen of the Iceni around 60 AD?
Pass.
Boudicca. £3,000, Laura.
Better than one.
A couple of tricky questions in there. I can't believe you got the Sonia one right.
I've got that on my phone.
You have not.
I have. I'll run to it.
Have you got it on your phone?
Yeah. You think Lady in the Tramp's bad.
OK, £3,000. Laura, you ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Laura.
Hello, Anne.
I quite often wear a wetsuit at weekends, but enough about my private life.
Let's put some money on the table. We have £3,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
-£4,000.
It's a bit strong, isn't it?
I don't want her taking it.
If you wish to take a step closer, though, to the chaser, she will offer you...
£44,000.
Have a chat with the team. Alex.
Don't change your winning formula. Stick with £3,000.
Tina.
You're amazing. Whatever you do, just get back here with us.
Oh, that's lovely. Paul.
Get yourself back here. £3,000.
Thank you. -4, 3, £44,000. Laura, what'll it be?
I'm going to stick with the three.
Perfect. Chaser.
This is going to be like canyoning. A rapid drop into oblivion.
Laura, for £3,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What organ in the human body is alternatively called the biliary vesicle? A, small intestine. B, gallbladder. C, kidney. You've put small intestine.
Yeah.
You know this?
I was thinking bile.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Yeah, yeah. Correct answer is... it's gallbladder, staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right with gallbladder, comes onto the table.
Yeah, that's where the bile comes from, is the gallbladder.
Bad luck, though. Good logic, but just bad luck. Here's your question. In the Andrews Sisters song, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, what line follows the title? A, I'm waiting for Marie. B, with anyone else but me. Or C, because it's full of bees. Don't sit under the apple tree because it's full of bees.
It's very sensible.
It's good, isn't it? You've put... with anyone else but me. Do you know the song?
Love a bit of cheese. You know, she waddy waddy and all kinds of stuff, so I hope it's right.
Correct answer is... I love a bit of cheese. Well played. Step close to home. Well done. Chase has put... well played. Also, remains the two behind with four from home. Here's next question. What is the name of the stroppy robot in the animated TV series Futurama? A, Fender. B, spender. C, bender. You've put... It's got to be Fender, isn't it?
Don't even watch it.
Do you not?
No.
Me neither. You've put Fender. Correct answer is... No. Staying where you are. Bender's the right answer. Chaser has put. Here she comes. Goes with Bender, moves to one behind. We're four from home. Good luck. Here's your question. The movie star Jane Mansfield was famed for having what trademark shade of hair? A, auburn red. B, platinum blonde. C, raven black. You've put platinum blonde.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Platinum blonde is right. Chaser has put. Goes right, but platinum blonde stays with us. Here's your next question. The least evolutionary advanced group in the animal kingdom, which marine creatures lack organs and tissue? A, barnacles. B, jellyfish. C, sponges. You've put jellyfish.
Jelly?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that class as an organ and a tissue? Could be a sponge.
You think?
Yeah. Oh, well. I've had a nice day.
Well, you don't know yet. You put jellyfish. The correct answer is... Oh, you said that. OK, staying where we are. If the chaser has put sponges, we're out. Chaser's put... I'm sorry. All right. I've thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. I think it's great.
Thank you.
However, you have been caught, and for you, the chase, Laura, is over.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. I really liked Laura.
Yes, I liked her. But I'm feeling good about that.
So, Laura goes. Alex, Tina, and Paul are through to the final chase, and the prize fund stands at 16 grand. Are they going home with it? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back. Alex, Tina and Paul have made it through to the final chase and there's 16 grand in the prize fund, £5,333 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B.
Set B it is, of course, then the governors get set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser and there it is. Good luck. Your time starts now. What colour fur does a giant panda have on its legs?
Alex.
Black.
Correct. A barometer measures atmospheric what?
Alex.
Pressure.
Correct. Guts Over Fear was a 2014 hit for which American rapper?
Alex.
Kanye West.
Eminem. What country hosted and won the 1998 FIFA World Cup?
Alex.
France.
Correct. Dewars is a blended brand of what spirit?
Tina.
Whiskey.
Correct. In Coronation Street, Mike Baldwin was married how many times?
Four.
Three.
Four. The Flesh Lump Eater is a giant in what Roald Dahl book?
Ooh.
The BFG.
Correct. What's the smallest New York City borough by population?
Alex.
Manhattan.
Staten Island. What liquid do plants require for photosynthesis?
Ooh.
Water.
Correct. In what century was Guy Fawkes born?
Ooh.
The 17th.
16th. We are from the planet Duplo is a line from what 2014 film?
Ooh.
The Lego movie.
Correct. What's the longest river in Ireland?
Tina.
Shannon.
Correct. Which European company makes the A318 aircraft?
Alex.
Airbus.
Correct. What nationality was the fictional Inspector Maigret?
Oh.
Belgian.
French. Which Russian composed the 1881 opera The Maid of Orleans?
Alex.
Trotsky.
Tchaikovsky. What genre are the film classics Shane and High Noon?
Oh.
Western.
Correct. David Packard was the co-founder of what computer company?
Alex.
Packard and Bell.
Hewlett Packard. Who was the British Prime Minister on VJ Day in 1945?
Alex.
Winston Churchill.
Clement Attlee. San Francisco Bay is an inlet of what ocean?
Tina.
Pacific.
Correct. Who plays Inspector Geordie Keating in the TV drama Grantchester?
Alex.
Pass.
Robson Green. What's 1/4 of 88?
Tina.
22.
Correct. Our Life on Ice is the autobiography of which two skaters?
Tina.
Tove Lundin.
Correct. Which Norwegian playwright wrote The Emperor and the Galilean?
Tina.
Ibsen.
Correct. What trio released the 80s album Ghost and the Machine? would have been the police. Very good. 17. Happy with that?
Yeah.
I should say we're doing all right. Time to bring back the chaser. Not bad.
That's a good target. And they've got a lot of bases covered. They could easily punish me on the pushbacks.
Let's see. Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right. They do indeed push her back. So, it is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What type of publication was The Wizard and Chips?
Comic.
Correct. Nick Clegg's wife, Miriam, was born in what country?
Spain.
Correct. Whatever was a 90s top 10 single for what Britpop band?
Oasis.
Correct. What race is the last event in a women's heptathlon?
1,500 metres?
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Guys, 100 metres is always, like, the final event of an athletics.
It's a shorter one, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I thought 400, but, yeah.
Meters. We'll go with that, 100 metres.
It's wrong. Correct answer is 800 metres.
OK.
OK, here we go. Your time starts again. Now, in what school subject would you study trigonometry?
Maths.
Correct. Which actress won TV's Celebrity MasterChef title in 2014?
Firm Britain.
Stop the clock.
Nadia Sawala, did it?
Yeah.
Just say
that. Nadia Sawala.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Sophie Thompson. Here we go. Your time starts again now. In 1986, what Italian car company bought Alfa Romeo?
Ferrari.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Fiat.
Fiat is correct. We pushed the chaser back. 14 now required to catch the team. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What constellation surrounds the northern celestial pole?
Ursa Major.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I think it's Orion's belt, but I'm not entirely sure.
But then we don't have a better.
Well, what about the plough? I don't know.
I'll say the plough.
It's wrong. It's Ursa Minor.
Ursa Minor. So.
14 required to catch the team. Your time starts again now. The Akipoo is a cross between the Akita and what dog breed?
Poodle.
Correct. Elizabeth I knighted Francis Drake on board what ship?
The Golden Hind.
Correct. Who played the title character in the 2014 film Serena?
No, don't know.
Stop the clock.
Serena? It doesn't ring a bell. I know my films and that doesn't
I don't know.
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry?
It's wrong. Correct answer is Jennifer Lawrence. 12 required now. Your time starts again now. What relation is a man to his daughter's husband?
Father-in-law.
Correct. What is the highest mountain in Japan?
Mount Fujiyama.
Correct. What animal is T.S. Eliot's Rumpelteazer?
Cat.
Correct. Which Greek god was the father of Dionysus?
Zeus.
Correct. Waterford Crystal originated in what country?
Ireland.
Correct. April and May have how many days in total?
61.
Correct. Hyposmia is the partial loss of what sense?
The smelling.
Correct.
Scent.
What's the main carbohydrate ingredient in the dish pad Thai?
Rice.
Stop the clock.
Noodles, definitely.
It's noodles, apparently.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. Noodles is right. 6 required now to catch the team. Your time starts again now. Ed Stoppard played which music manager in the TV drama Cilla?
Brian Epstein.
Correct. What's 1/4 of 24?
6.
Correct. What Australian song does a man sing until his Billy boils?
Waltzing with Tilda.
Correct. Who did Tim Cook replace as CEO of Apple?
Steve Jobs.
Correct. The Formula One circuit, Interlagos, is in what Brazilian city?
São Paulo.
Correct. Jennifer Hudson sang I'm a Changing in what musical film?
Dreamgirls.
Correct. Whoa! Woo-hoo-hoo! That one's close. 3 seconds. 6 opportunities to push back and only 2 executed. One more and that'd have done it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you, Alex, Tina and Paul. However, I have to take away the £16,000 and tell you all that you have been caught and view the chase is finally over. Chaser.
I'm pleased with that because I didn't give any stupid answers.
Indeed. Caught with 3 seconds, the team go home empty-handed. If only they'd said Ursa Minor. A different story altogether. Could you take money from a chaser? Well, then, please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.